Hello, friends, and welcome to the new era of the Game Informer show. That's right, Alex and I have taken the controls away, and now we are leading the show. So welcome. We're happy to be here. I will be your host. Alex is the co-host. It's a beautiful thing.
Mom really says it's my turn on Xbox.
Correct. Yeah. We really want to bring the show back to the Tim Turry, Ben Hansen era. We want to bring our youthful energy, right, and hype things up and get excited about things while also giving you the informed, balanced takes that you know and love from Game Informer. I think that's a big thing for us, right, Alex?
Yeah. So in case you missed it, on this week's Game Informer show, Ben passed the torch on to me and Alex, and we're going to be taking the show in a new direction. So like Alex said, youthful energy, right? What's that mean? I don't know what youthful energy means. We got a new format. How about that?
Yeah, sure.
So one big change that you can expect us to do now is cover the weekly gaming news. It's not going to be every single thing, but like the highlight, right? Or maybe the highlights. On this week's episode, we talked about all the Pokemon news that came out this week. And so we just kind of want to be more in, you know, we're already in the know, so we might as well keep you all in the know. You know, it's a chance for us to have more of a conversation around these topics as, you know, the Game Informer magazine crew. And I think it'll be great. We've also got, you know, we're going to be doing a topic of the show sort of situation. This week, we made that our 12 minutes review discussion. Blake walked us through that. And then, you know, we've still got the playlist. So we'll still be talking about the games we're playing every week. You know, whether it's, you know, this week I talked about Humankind. Blake, you know, he talked about Dead Space 2 because
Blake is going to Blake, you know.
Yeah, Blake is going to Blake. It's either that or Kane and Lynch too. But yeah, Alex, do you want to take it from there? I feel like those are
for sure
some of the bigger highlights from the new format.
And something I want to that I think Ben and I started, well, I mean, Hansen did it as well, but Ben and I in this current iteration really started wanting to have guests on that are interesting and fit the mold, right? Not just from an interview standpoint, right? But for the full show. And that's going to continue and probably be more reemphasized. We already have a really exciting guest list that you'll see starting next week. This is y'all's show. Like, you are the ones who support us every week. We want to do right by you, by us, with also us not losing that like editorial sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that this is the best show possible. So whatever feedback you have, like seriously, good, bad, doesn't matter. Like send it our way, respectfully, preferably. But, you know, I'm aware I've eaten too many Oreo cookies in my day. But
yeah. I already got that one locked.
Yeah, check that
don't
one.
Don't need to tell you. I see myself in the mirror every day. Don't worry, my guy.
And we're aware. You know what? We're bringing the big man swag every damn week. You better believe it.
You know, I've never heard the term big man swag, but I feel like we need t-shirts now.
I'm telling you, man, that's the energy we're bringing. Alex and I have a bunch of games that we already have lined up that I think we're going to implement in the coming weeks. And just trying to keep the formula fresh, right? Obviously, we're going into game season coming up here, but like, you know, after that, when it hits the winter months or the summer months and there's not a ton out, what are we going to be talking about? And I think there's a lot of exciting possibilities there and stuff to keep things fresh and popping and spicy. We're going to keep things spicy, baby.
You know, we're still Game Informer. You're still going to see, you know, the GI crew coming through every week as well as some cool guests. So yeah.
Just thank you so much for your support. I know this show has gone through some changes over the last couple of years. I'd ask you to give us a shot. You know, we are excited about this. We think you'll be too. You know, maybe if you went away because of the pandemic, maybe because other people left or whatever, like I get it, right? But I think Alex and I are passionate about this. We love games. We love the process of making this podcast. And I think there's some really great stuff ahead. So stick with us. Tell us what we're doing wrong, the whole thing. We love the feedback and we just really appreciate you. This is truly an honor for me to do. And to do it with such a handsome man over there is even better. So thank you all. And I'm excited for the future. This is a dream come true.